From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, January 9th. Coming up, we'll look at how Arabs and Muslims are viewing a second Trump administration and the conflict in the Middle East. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Advocates in Illinois are concerned that the incoming Trump administration could pose a threat to rights for transgender people. Kelly Cassidy is a Democratic state representative for Chicago's North Side. She tells the 21st Show that she understands her party will need to compromise with Republicans, but she thinks that shouldn't come at the expense of LGBTQ plus rights.
If what we're talking about is saying, well, I'm sorry, but I can't protect trans people because I have to, you know, participate in this, in the defense spending bill negotiations, that's compromising on people, not policy. That is throwing people under the bus.
Illinois has laws on the books meant to protect access to gender-affirming care for minors. President-elect Trump campaigned against allowing that care. Cassidy says she also hopes the state's protections for abortion rights remain in place. The former president has said he plans to leave decisions about abortion to the states, but several of his previous cabinet appointees have supported plans to ban the procedure nationwide. Champaign voters will once again decide this spring whether to approve a property tax increase to help maintain the city's only low-barrier homeless shelter. Voters in November rejected the referendum to fund the Stride shelter, but city officials are putting the measure back on the ballot in April. They say the shelter would have to close without additional support. Champaign City Council member Alicia Beck says that could put the unhoused community in a dire situation.
And people will be freezing in the streets. And then we will have to say, how many hotel rooms do we need to put people in tonight? Because we have to put somebody in a hotel room so they don't freeze to death.
If voters approve the measure, officials estimate homeowners with a $100,000 home would pay around $60 more a year in property taxes. A measure to confiscate guns from people who have an order of protection against them has passed in the Illinois legislature. Law enforcement will need to seize firearms within 96 hours of an order of protection. But the gun owner can petition a judge to let a third party with a firearm owner's ID card hold on to it. The bill was called Karina's Bill in honor of Karina Gonzalez. Gonzalez was allegedly shot in her Chicago home by her husband, even though she had a restraining order against him. Her son Manny survived the attack and stood on the House floor as it passed. Governor J.B. Pritzker has said he'll sign it. In sports news, the number 13 overall Fighting Illini men's basketball team won at home last night 91-52. Ben Homrickhouse, Trey White, and Merez Johnson Jr. all scored 20 points or more. The Illini improved to an overall record of 12-3. They are also 4-1 in Big Ten conference play. Illinois will play USC next at the State Farm Center on Saturday at 11 a.m. Still to come, we'll look at how local Arabs and Muslims are viewing a second Trump administration and the conflict in the Middle East. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high of 23 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with light snow possible after midnight and a low of 16 degrees, a south wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow likely and a high of 30 degrees, accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible with a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with snow ending and a low of 17 degrees, a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 26 degrees and a southwest wind 5 miles per hour.
I'm Brian Mackey, host of The 21st Show. Donald Trump soon returns to the White House, vowing to make major changes that could affect Illinois. We are focused on facts, not fear, and we want to hear from you as we talk about 4 more years, The View from Illinois. Join the conversation on The 21st Show, the week of January 6th at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to our special series, 4 More Years, The View from Illinois. Israel's ongoing war with Gaza has left more than 45,000 Palestinians dead. That's according to the Gaza Health Ministry. It is unclear how President-elect Donald Trump will address the conflict when he returns to office, and that has left local Muslims and Palestinians with mixed feelings. IPM's Mayanthar has more.
Muslim and Palestinian activists in Urbana-Champaign spent much of 2024 protesting the Middle East conflict. Ahead of the one-year anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel, they stood alongside Jews at the Champaign County Courthouse. They also tried, unsuccessfully, to get the city council and members of the Illinois congressional delegation to pass a ceasefire resolution. Now, President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to end the 14-month-old war. This is him in Dearborn, Michigan, in November.
You're going to have peace in the Middle East, and they should have peace in the Middle East.
And in a social media post, he also promised there will be hell to pay if American and Israeli hostages held by Hamas are not released by the time he's sworn in. Ahead of Trump's second term, the first word that came to Yasmin's mind was fear, a fear that hate crimes will go up even more. She's Palestinian with family in the West Bank. For safety reasons, she asked that we not use her last name.
I don't let that obviously paralyze me, but I do think that it does raise concerns. Sometimes when you're just like in a public space or even if you're in more intimate spaces where you're the only Muslim, it can be a little bit more scary with these sentiments being shared.
Still, she hopes Trump's tough rhetoric will lead to a ceasefire. Omar Saleh is an attorney with the Council on American-Islamic Relations. CARE is a nationwide Muslim civil rights and advocacy group. He says the rhetoric could lead to other problems, citing Trump's previous Muslim travel ban in 2017.
People believe rhetoric when it comes from somebody in the office of the president. And so what that results in is an uptick in assaults and race-related assaults and bullying and harassment.
It could further be inflamed, he says, with Trump's promise to begin mass deportation for those in the country illegally. Jessica Yassin is a member of Muslim Action Committee in Champaign. In her view, President Joe Biden did very little to help bring an end to the Middle East conflict. It's why she voted for the Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, last November. As for Trump's upcoming presidency, she doesn't have any fears. She also doesn't have much hope, either.
My hopes are that he'll wake up and be like, oh, you know what, let's stop Israel, what they're doing. But we all know that that's just a fantasy, unfortunately.
There's always the side of me that has that slim glimmer of hope that he'll somehow do something that the myriad of presidents before him haven't done.
Hadi Al-Zahdan is a Palestinian student at the U of I. He also voted for Stein.
But at the same time, there's always this fact of life that Muslims and Palestinians around the world have accepted that the only people who are going to bring a free Palestine to fruition is Palestinians themselves.
And despite Trump's historically negative rhetoric surrounding their communities, Muslims and Arabs did vote for Trump. According to an exit poll by CARE, Stein won 53% of the U.S. Muslim vote for president. 21% went to Trump and 20% to Kamala Harris. This Lebanese Muslim U of I student backed Trump. He did not give his name for fear of retribution over his political views.
I would say every range of possibilities is going to be better than what the current administration has already done. So I feel like anything would be an improvement from what the Biden-Harris administration has done.
But Jessica Yassin doesn't agree.
I will say this for Donald Trump. When he says something, he usually means it. It just doesn't usually mean in the right way. So I don't know about bloodshed. I just wonder what he means by stop it. There's a lot of different things that come to mind. I don't know what it is, but if he means stop it, as in he's just going to throw Palestinians to the side and let Israel take over, you know, I mean, that's one way of stopping it. Doesn't mean that's the right way.
Through her work in 2024, she says they've been able to keep the local Muslim community in Urbana-Champaign together during the ongoing conflict, regardless of who is in the White House. There are four families here in Champaign that have families in Gaza. Two of them were unable to respond to IPM's request for an interview. Collectively, they lost over 70 family members since the war started. May Antar, IPM News.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Arjun Tucker, Analika Ochuba, Alex Degman, and May Anthar. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.